Good morning. It's Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Producer J.J. Blair and musician Mike Finnegan had been friends for decades when Blair began producing what became Finnegan's final album. Blair says even the most respected musicians on the album felt as though they had to work harder in Finnegan's presence. That story's coming up after the news. Kansas lawmakers passed a bill that gives Kansans more power in setting local taxes, but some local leaders worry about the potential impact, KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports.
The bill allows registered voters to protest local budgets if they're set to increase higher than the Midwest Consumer Price Index, or 3%, whichever amount is lower. If 10% protests, then the taxing district cannot increase property taxes that year. Mark Manning is Wichita's finance director. He says if the bill is approved, it would be difficult to pay for things like roads or police services in new neighborhoods.
It's going to make our budget process extraordinarily complicated and complex, and it's going to divert us from what the budget process probably should be about, which is how we can provide services to our citizens that they need.
The bill is on Governor Laura Kelly's desk. Lawmakers will return next week to consider any vetoes. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
The Wichita School District wants public input as it prepares to pitch another bond issue to voters this November, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The district says it has a list of potential bond projects and will host community feedback sessions this month. That feedback could shape what district leaders propose to the school board in June. Voters narrowly rejected a $450 million bond proposal last year. The plan included 5 new elementary schools, a middle school, and an early childhood center. The district says it needs bond funds because of a lack of funding from the state. District leaders are set to discuss a potential bond referendum at the school board meeting on Monday. More information on the feedback sessions is at usd259.org/news. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Kansas lawmakers want to stop previous evictions from keeping some renters from finding housing. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, formerly evicted tenants could soon have the court judgment removed from their records.
State lawmakers passed a bill that allows for evictions to be expunged after 3 years. The process requires the renters to have no other eviction filings during that time and to have satisfied court-ordered penalties like covering unpaid rent. Currently, evictions remain on a renter's record forever. Supporters of the bill say that creates a barrier to housing and increases homelessness. Republican Representative Leah Howell says the lifetime eviction record is unfair to people who may have only been evicted once during a tough time in their lives.
Needless long-term penalty for people who have, you know, made things right.
The bill received broad bipartisan support. It has been sent to Governor Laura Kelly to consider signing into law. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Wichita police say officers have found the dogs that attacked a 25-year-old woman and her 5-year-old daughter on Monday. The dogs were captured and are being held at the Wichita Animal Shelter. Officials say the dogs will be evaluated while at the shelter. The tests take about a week and must be complete before a determination is made on what will happen with the animals. A woman and her daughter were attacked by two dogs while walking in the 1500 block of South Topeka on Monday. They were both treated and released. Wichita State University has closed its west campus near 37th Street North and Mays Road because of water issues. University officials say they've suspended classes at the West Wichita campus and shifted them to WSU Old Town. A construction firm is reviewing the building to assess damage. The university plans to review the findings to determine next steps. That could mean repairing the building, demolishing it, or selling it. Wichita State opened its West Campus facility in 2006. It replaced a smaller campus location that had been operating in a strip mall near Central and Ridge. A month-long burn ban is now in effect in Sedgwick County as part of a statewide effort to reduce smoke and protect air quality during peak burning season. The ban runs through May 1st each year. It coincides with controlled burns conducted by farmers and ranchers across Kansas. Open burns are not allowed during April, and no new burn permits will be issued. The ban does not restrict the use of barbecue grills, smokers, or backyard fire pits. People should watch for weather alerts that could prompt stricter regulations on burning. The Wichita Wind Surge opens its season tonight at home against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. First pitch at Equity Bank Park is scheduled for 6:35. The three-game set continues on Friday and Saturday. Opening day promotions include a magnet schedule giveaway and post-game fireworks. The Wind Surge finished one game short of the playoffs last season. 19 players are returning from that roster. Outfielder Kalai Rosario says fans can expect a competitive season.
We have a great squad, so it's going to be a lot of fun this season. Just every night, I mean, just come out and, you know, expect fireworks kind of thing. So we're going to go out there. We're going to play hard every night, so just be ready for that.
This is the team's sixth season in Wichita. They are the AA affiliates of the Minnesota Twins. A new ramp from westbound K-96 to northbound I-135 is now open. The ramp opened this week as part of the years-long North Junction project. The old ramp is now permanently closed. In the same area, a new lane has opened on northbound I-135 just past the eastbound K-96 exit. There were lane restrictions in place following a train derailment that damaged two bridge pillars. Although another lane is now open, crews are still working to fully reopen the bridge, so drivers should expect delays. And now here's Luann Stevens with a look at some events around town.
There are a lot of things happening this weekend. Ballet Wichita's performance of Breaking Barriers is tomorrow and Saturday. It's a contemporary ballet inspired by the Dockham sit-in and the influential women in Wichita's history. Shows are at 7:30 at the B-29 Dock Hangar. There's a new show starting at Mosley Street Melodrama. It's My Big Rad 80s Wedding, and it runs tomorrow through May 16th. Old Town Farm and Art Market opens for the season this Saturday with food, local art, artisan goods, live music, and street entertainers. It's 8 to 1, and it continues weekly at the Old Town Farm and Art Market Plaza. The Spring Native Art Market and Taco Sale is this Saturday, celebrating Indigenous creativity. They'll have native art and handmade crafts and a chance to learn about cultural traditions. That's this Saturday, 10 to 3, at the Mid-America All-Indian Museum. Journey, the Final Frontier Tour 2026, is Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Intrust Bank Arena. And Yoga in the Park is starting up next Wednesday, April 8th. It's at noon at Chester Lewis Park and will continue through Wednesday, May 27th. This is for people at all levels, and registration is required. You can do that at downtownwichita.org. There's more information about these events and a lot of others at our website, kmuw.org.
We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Mike Finnegan spent some of his earliest years as a professional musician in Wichita before leaving for California, where he would go on to record and or perform with a wide range of artists, including Crosby, Stills and Nash, Etta James, Bonnie Raitt, and Taj Mahal. His work with other artists meant Finnegan didn't record very much under his own name, but his friend, music producer J.J. Blair, believed the keyboardist and vocalist was still capable of making a great album. The pair entered the studio several years back and began working on a new collection of songs, though Finnegan died in 2021, leaving small parts of the record unfinished. Now the album is complete, and J.J. Blair talked about one of his favorite performances on the album, a version of Merle Haggard's Sing Me Back Home, with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more.
I gotta tell you, like, before I even listened to it, I saw Sing Me Back Home as the last track, and I immediately just got emotional. Was that always going to be kind of like the send-off for the record?
Let a prisoner.
I think when we tracked it, it's like, oh, it was obvious that that's the last track. And then especially after Mike passed, it was very obvious. And a couple people thought that should be the title of the album. And I said that would be appropriate. However, I don't want people to think that this is a country record, you know, because I think this, or even a sentimental record. In the 80s, I used to follow the Dead around the country, and Mike didn't think very highly of them. That's not, you know, Mike was very funny. He was such a snob. He just thought Led Zeppelin was a a load of crap. And it had to be like really great blues or country based stuff, or he just thought it was awful. The Dead used to do, in the early 70s, they did a version of Sing Me Back Home that was just slow and dirgy. And I always thought, like, oh yeah, that's what the song's about.
Morning, let the prison down the hallway to his
door. I understand why Merle cut it in sort of that peppy Bakersfield vibe.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom.
But it doesn't really quite capture the emotion of the story as well as that. When I heard that slow version the Dead did, it was just so gut-wrenching, even with their crappy singing and everything. You know, Mike kind of turned his nose up at me mentioning the Dead, but, you know, he thought about it because it is a Merle song. And then I sent him a little sketch of a verse and chorus doing it in a slow tempo. And then he came back because he's always thinking Ray Charles. And I think he was thinking what Ray would have done on New Directions.
The news is out all over town.
He turned it into that waltz. That is a performance for the ages. I teamed him up with amazing musicians, and he inspired them to be at the top of their game. And I just sort of fed him the idea. And then once again, it was Mike's arrangement. You know, he just always made everybody better on every session because they're like, this dude's bad. I better bring it.
Like all the rest. And I heard him tell.
Mike Finnegan's new self-titled album is out now on 40 Below Records. You can learn more about this story at KMUW.org and hear more of Jed's interview with J.J. Blair in a special episode of the Into Music podcast, also available at KMUW.org. Jed hosts Strange Currency Monday through Friday nights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
The song I used to hear make my old memories come alive.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.